Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Can we just acknowledge how refreshing it is to see a president of the United States at an event that doesn't begin with a bailiff saying, "All rise." And I would like to point out, it's after 10 p.m. Sleepy Joe is still awake. While Donald Trump has spent the past week falling asleep in court every morning. Though Fox News said he was just being anti-woke.
Colin Jost did a fantastic job at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Oh, my God.
So.
Decency. Hi, I'm back. Although I did photobomb you yesterday for one segment. Because really?
Thank you for doing that.
I wasn't going to come down about the puppy killer. Oh, my God, Jody, the breaking news this morning. Maybe the puppy killer is a bridge too far for the rapist.
Finally.
Did the right have to do polling on shooting puppies
sure
in the
did.
Face?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
I love one story. The outrage on the left was immediate. On the right, it trickled in. They're like, huh, I don't know. Well, how do people feel about shooting puppies in the face?
Not good.
Oh, they don't like it? Okay. Yeah. Then we're against that. What a principled trash heap party. Joe Walsh is here today, finally, our former GOP, to ask him what the actual with your former party.
Mm. Do you want me to be quiet about
yes!
it? Yes.
Shut up. Taking a long time to get him on.
Yes, it took him.
He agrees with us on puppy killing. That's all we need. And democracy.
He is.
I'm glad he does.
And the magical Amy Yazbek.
Yeah.
You used to work with her.
I did. She, the beautiful actress Amy Yazbek.
And she said she will be fine. She's going to put her face in cold water so that she looks good this morning.
She always looks good. She's beauty schmal. Okay. So, yeah, I loved who tweeted. I don't know about anyone else. I really could have done without puppy murder in an already brutal news cycle.
Yeah.
A lot of people are. Well, first of all, I'm wearing all of my dog rescue shirts for the rest of forever. That's all I'm
soy
wearing
dog?
Now. This was the rescue in Thailand. I rescued two dogs from Thailand. You can bring them on your ticket back to America so they can find homes, and they're rescued from the meat trade and all that. But, you know, for people that rescue dogs and don't, what's the term I'm thinking
Shoot
of?
Them in the face?
Shoot
right.
them in the face.
That
yes,
part.
I had to mention, because I feel like now it needs to be said. I mentioned to Jody,
so that I
as
don't.
When Bonnie and Clyde, you know, hop up in Jody Hamilton's petting zoo as they do, I said, if they bark when someone's on, don't shoot them in the face. Write that down.
I don't think I have
don't
to.
Don't shoot.
I'm pretty good with not shooting
okay.
any
well,
animal.
There's no danger of shooting Clyde in the face because he was facing the wrong way anyway.
Stop it. What? Clyde is... Do you know how often I have to tell him he's smart to counteract your effect on his self-esteem?
You're the one who pointed out he was facing the wrong way.
He's
that
like,
is true.
When does the show start?
No, he was looking at the camera.
Uh-huh.
They are just... beyond the loves of my life. Okay. I don't even know if there's... when I came out on stage Saturday, I'm like, I don't really have a joke about Kristi Noem. I just want to pour hot coffee in her... I'm sorry. It's not really...
We can see...
I did... people did
Tuesday.
Like that I said, does she masturbate to Old Yeller? Which is... Is there any other humor than dark? I just...
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, do you have Arms of the Angels? Yeah. I think her spank bank is basically all of those dog rescue commercials from MSNBC. That's what I think.
Because they all look in flux?
Yeah. I think that's her spank bank. That's her like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's gross.
Look how cold they are. Ooh. I'm just saying.
She's a sociopath. She's a sociopath.
She is a sociopath.
All right. Sarah McLachlan was not available yet.
She's coming.
I asked too late.
She'll be here soon.
No.
Yeah. I think she, that's what I think she does. It's seasonal, Jody. She's like, ooh, look how cold. They're shivering. Oh, I can't wait till it's hot. And they die of heat stroke. And, yeah. Ooh, look at that. Oh, they're so thirsty. Okay.
She lost cat turd.
Huh?
She lost cat turd.
I don't know
yeah,
who that is.
When you've lost cat turd, America is over.
Oh, cat turd is like this hardcore right-wing troll.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when you lose cat turd, you've lost.
You know her favorite movie? Zero Dalmatians. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free. Free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I guess what? My pants taste really good to Bonnie.
As you were saying, I believe she has taken her career into the gravel pit and shot it at this point.
Yes, in its face. In her face.
Right? Mm-hmm. Chris, you said that yesterday, that it's going to be a waste of those fancy Texas pageant teeth.
It is.
Yes.
I mean... Time to do some fancy pageant walking out of public life, you big psycho.
I think I was watching CNN yesterday, and they showed, like, video of Kristi Noem from 5 years ago. She looks absolutely nothing like she does now.
Oh, kind of like Eric Trump's wife?
Okay, yeah. Can I have my apology music? Yes, I remember that I said I thought she was hot a long time ago.
She
remember
was.
During COVID, I didn't... She is beautiful.
She's pretty.
She is as ugly on the inside as she is beautiful on the outside.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
God, what... How bad is it that the puppy shooting is only the second worst thing you've done next to f***ing Corey Lewandowski?
Yeah!
I just think I'm gonna die.
She did Corey Lewandowski?
Despicable, horrible human beings.
They're together?
They still are,
I think. Your party of family values.
Yeah, she had an affair with him whilst still married.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so is he. Not important now.
Not important.
Okay.
No.
In between assaulting reporters, he's, you know, married women, allegedly.
No, it's happening.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's anything alleged about
no,
it.
No, it's happening.
I've consulted Jacoby and Myers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I apologize. I just saw a bunch of governors on TV during COVID. I was like, oh, she's hot, you know.
She's pretty.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But it does kind of go to my taste
she's
in
superficially
women.
Pretty.
It goes to my taste in women.
She's generally. Superficially
well,
pretty.
She's cultivating the Kimberly Guilfoyle look now. Because Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Oh, good timing. She's coming out with a book on dogs, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Yeah. Fantastic.
Because Kimberly Guilfoyle, when she was with Gavin
used
Newsom,
to be pretty.
Was really pretty. Now she's just like this fake automaton.
She looks like one of the gargoyles in Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Gozar or the other one?
Gozar was Rick Moranis.
Paul Gozar?
What? Did you have the other thing I asked for?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Because he's failing entirely on Sarah McLachlan. Okay. Oh, there it is.
Oh, the dog's still cold. That's fun.
Okay, all right. She is such
that was a
psycho.
Lot just for that.
You were late. Jerry tweeted, "Watch for Kristi Noem to gradually up the danger cricket supposedly posed. Within 2 weeks, I expect she'll be claiming cricket was Hitler reborn, setting up concentration camps for chickens." I mean,
She just keeps making it worse. Mm-hmm. She's doubling and tripling and whatever. Mm-hmm. Ay, ay, ay. Eric Swalwell said, a woman who thinks you should shut up about her right to shoot her puppy wants to force teenage girls to carry their rapist baby. Yeah. One other. Mrs. Richards said, so let me get this straight. Christine Ohm killed a bird dog who was bad at hunting birds for going after chickens. Just a dog-loving city girl here, but aren't chickens considered birds?
And, yeah.
And she also talks about how, like, joyful and super...
She's having a good puppy. She's a baby.
God.
She was a baby.
I'm just saying, I feel like it's a feature, not a bug. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, everybody's gone through the whole, like, Huckabee's hanging a dog. And, mm-hmm. and remember Sarah Palin would shoot wolves from a helicopter?
Yep.
And Mitt Romney strapping the dog to the car. Right? On and on. I mean, there was... Okay. I'm just saying, I remember.
It was election year in the USA. John McCain chose Sarah to save the day. We were real excited, what a maverick choice. Her only flaw was that annoying voice.
Oh, hi, I'm Sarah Palin.
She looked so cool, in glasses and a bun. Just like a nasty librarian. She brought her kids for all of us to see. They even lick each other on TV. The crowd was cheering, everyone was stoked. I mean, it's like the whole convention was totally coked, except for Joe Lieberman, douche. But while she talked, I saw the country go to hell. Then all of a sudden, somebody yelled, look out, the girl VP's got a gun! Everybody run. A gun. Everybody
crazy pageant
run.
Bitches.
Yep.
The ex-beauty queen has got a gun. Is this really happening? I don't believe it! Sarah's smiling and waving her gun, sucking in Republicans one by one. Does GOP stand for gullible old party? Can't they see she's just Alaskan Barbie? And poor pregnant Bristol, I think I heard her shriek. Stop it, Mom! Blame me for getting some hockey player loving. Everybody run. The girl VP's got a gun.
Oy, oy, oy.
Everybody run. The ex-beauty queen has got a gun. Stop, Sarah. I'm so afraid. Don't take back Roe versus Wade. Always
done.
Gets excited when someone mentions drilling. Except the kind that gays do, then she's really chilling.
Oh!
Sex is just for guys and gals. The Bible clearly states, if you would just pray harder, make you straight.
I swear I'm gonna slap that lipstick off that pig.
How can people think she's the answer to their prayers? She wants to pop a cap in all the polar bears. And what's with all this talk of her shooting caribou? How could McNobrin pick her? Is he sniffing glue? Everybody run. The girl VP's got a gun.
Oh my god.
Everybody
Julie Brown doesn't even have to
run.
Work anymore.
No, not at all.
If he picks her.
Queen has got a gun.
Our favorite is at the end of this. And she goes, oh, I think I winged a homo.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Julie Brown, National Treasure.
Absolutely.
Just saw her recently.
That's like a five-minute song, though. So
I know.
Sorry. Oh, it's brilliant. Sorry about brilliant. That.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, I loved all the love stories posted on Twitter. Sarah said, here is the chicken I had to wrestle from Marigold's jaws after she tried to murder it. Here are the consequences of her actions. We decided she is not a great farm dog and took her wine tasting instead.
See, that's what you do.
She's holding a Great Berries.
With the wine right next to it. It's adorable.
Yes, as I mentioned yesterday, of course, my dad was the Republican vice presidential candidate. And pop quiz, how many dog puppies did my dad shoot in the face?
Zero.
Thank you. You got that right. Zero. He shot zero because he wasn't a psychopath.
I don't even think Joe Lieberman shot a dog in the face.
I don't think so either. Douche. We had five dogs growing up.
Is that okay? Posthumously? Tragedy
fine.
Plus?
No,
right. It's there's been enough time.
All right.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
That's where Julie Brown got that from, because we always used to say Joe Lieberman douche. When he was, you know,
alive.
Black and healthcare stuff.
When he was alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're toned now.
Well, healthcare didn't help him either.
No.
Oh, dear. Okay. Can I just say thank you for all the love? Oh, my God, Philadelphia. I don't even know what to say. Katie, Sexy Liberal Philly was the best. Steph, my husband Ryan and I bought Sexy Liberal Philly. The show was absolutely amazing. You, Hal, Frangela et al. Did a fantastic job. The panel discussion was absolutely wonderful. It was completely awesome getting to meet and hug all of you. It was magic getting to meet Hal Sparks, telling him what a hero I think he is. I love seeing Frangela again, asking them what's for dinner, knowing very well they would say Biden. And boy, am I glad for it. John speaks Bible better than anyone. And getting to hug you, Steph, was truly beautiful. Aww. See, I'm just a delivery system ornament.
You're a John Fugelsang delivery system.
Right? Yes, I'm a other sexy liberal delivery system.
Like cake is a frosting delivery
system. I'm not. I'm like tofu. I'm nothing by myself.
You absorb the flavor of everybody else.
Yeah, I got nothing. Thank you guys so much for a night, Ryan, and I will never forget. Madison, you are up next, and then Albuquerque. Oh my God, on and on. June.
We can announce Madison.
Seattle.
We can announce Madison.
Oh, yes. Wait. See what else is in June. Just check sexyliberal.com. Just do it. Oh, my God. Representative Mark Pocan.
Pocan.
Of the great. He's done it before. He has joined us at the Barrymore before in Madison. That is going to be off the chain.
We're going to have to make her understand how to pronounce his last name.
Hey, here, I brought you a Pocan pie.
There you go.
Hi, Mark. He's fantastic.
He is.
So wait, blah, 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 blah. That's May 11th. Mm-hmm. May 11th. And then May 18th is Albuquerque. And then June is Denver and Boston. July is Atlanta and Boston. Okay, I can't get through the rest of it. New York. Uh-huh. New York and Chicago in August. And on we go. Okay. And I told my Colonel Steve Austin story again yesterday. I've been texting with Rachel and David, who are... His name is Ezra now.
And he's so big.
Oh, wow.
He's ginormous.
Ezra.
They text and send me pictures. They're coming to Portland, Sexy Liberal. Oh. Anyway, I'll tell when we get back. They had another incident with Stevie, and we texted back and forth. And guess what they didn't do?
Shoot him?
Shoot him in the face.
Yeah, they did not shoot him in the face. Good. Everyone's living happily ever after. Just saying. For those of you that don't realize, that doesn't have to be an option. Okay.
It should never be an option.
Yes. Yes.